Well, good Friday morning, beloved. Hey, we made it. Made it through another week together in God's Word. Isn't He a loving God? Well, today we are in Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. Just 7 little verses that we have to get through today. And today's reading is a song. It's a song about a vineyard in which the sins of the people of Jerusalem and Judah are compared to sour grapes. And God's saving words for us this week are justice and peace. So, let's read these 7 little verses right out of Isaiah chapter 5. Here we go. Listen while I sing you this song, a song of my friend and his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug the soil and cleared it of stones. He planted the finest vines and he built a tower to guard them. Dug a pit for treading the grapes, and he waited for the grapes to ripen, but every grape was sour. So now my friend says, you people who live in Jerusalem and Judah, judge between my vineyard and me. Is there anything I failed to do for it? Why then did it produce sour grapes and not the good grapes I expected? Here is what I'm going to do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge around it. I'll break down the wall that protects it and let the wild animals eat and trample it down. I will let it be overgrown with weeds. I will not trim the vines or hoe the ground. Instead, I will let briars and thorns cover it. I will even forbid the clouds to let rain fall on it. Israel is the vineyard of the Lord Almighty. The people of Judah are the vines he planted. He expected them to do what was good, but instead they committed murder. He expected them to do what was right, but their victims cried out for justice. Oh my, my. Today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7, where Isaiah writes, Israel is the vineyard of the Lord Almighty. The people of Judah are the vines he planted. You know, beloved, this is a pretty awesome song. It's actually a little song that you can sing. It's a pretty awesome song because it just shows you what sin will do. Sin brings judgment. Whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, sin brings judgment. And all I can tell you, especially in the light of these 7 little verses that we read here this morning, you got sin in your life, confess it to the Lord, get it under the blood, and get away from that. Because no one wants to experience God's judgment in their lives. Let's pray. Almighty God, I sing your praises. In love, you nurture me so that I grow in faith day by day. Teach me to obey your teaching so that I become a fruitful disciple. May my words and deeds reflect your love and grace. Amen. Well, church, that brings our time this week together to an end. Monday will be in Isaiah chapter 11, which talks about a vision of a peaceful kingdom. But until then, hey, we still have Sunday morning, and we've made it through this week, and so nobody has frozen to death in our number, so I hope to see you in church on Sunday morning. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you and your family, and all that is precious to you is my prayer for you.